Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Ian Mark, M-A-R-C, White, W-H-I-T-E. Mark White is a 54-year-old male and reports that he injured his right shoulder at work on 2/14/22. Appeared at that time he was lifting a trolley drum coupler, C-O-U-P-L-E-R. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn biceps and rotator cuff tendons, repaired surgically in May of 2022. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment, period. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. White was seen at WorkNet on 2/14/22. Pretty stated he was moving a trolley trauma coupler and it slipped out of his hands. Pretty tried to catch it and felt the painful soreness of his right shoulder. Period, he had severe pain and loss of motion about the shoulder. Period. Exam did show decreased range of motion about the shoulder. Period. X-rays were negative. Period. He was quickly referred for physical therapy. Period, he was placed in an extra large shoulder sling and referred for a shoulder MRI. Period. This was done on 3/3/22 to be inserted here. Period, he was also seen by a physiatrist, Dr. Schall, S-C-H-O-L-L, for cervical radiculopathy. Period. He noted the MRI showed moderate foraminal narrowing at C4-5 and C5-6, with severe foraminal narrowing at C6-7. Period. Diagnosis was right shoulder pain and cervical radiculopathy. Period. On 3/8/22, he returned to Dr. Schall to review the MRI. He noted results of the cervical MRI from 1/24/20 and the shoulder MRI from 3/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. He then performed epidural injections on 1/27/20. He had previously undergone cervical epidural injections on 1/27/20 and again on 3/23/20 for left-sided C5-6, scratch that, on 3/23/20, period. His assessment on this visit was partial rotator cuff tear with significant bicipital tendonitis. Period, of cortisone injection was offered, but he declined. Period. New paragraph. On 3/10/22, Dr. Gwin, G-W-I-N, noted his pain had not improved since the incident. Period. He had a history of anxiety and diabetes, for which he took insulin. Period. He was examined and underwent X-rays of the shoulder. Period. His MRI was also reviewed. Period. Dr. Gwin thought his main pain generator were seen on the MRI findings. Period. He had a high-grade tear of the subscapularis, for which she recommended physical therapy. Period. She also believed he had symptomatic biceps tendinosis. Period. She placed him on a Medrol dose pack. Period. In paragraph, he was seen orthopedically on 3/16/22 by Dr. Frey, F-R-E-Y. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 5/12/22, Dr. Frey did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up over the next few months, running through 5/10/23, by which time he had also completed physical therapy. Period. Dr. Frey assessed him to have approximately 90 to 95% recovery and would continue a home exercise program. Brady was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Shoulder motion was 160 degrees of abduction and forward flexion actively and passively. Period. There was no tenderness of the subscapularis. Period. Strength was 5/5. Period. Bear hug test was negative. Period. Dr. Frey cleared him to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore layered clothing on his upper body. Period. He was able to remove two long sleeve and one short sleeve, three long sleeve shirts in an overhead fashion. Period. He states that he does get help with heavy and overhead lifting while at work. Period. He also states he had a pinched nerve in his neck for which he underwent injections about 3 years ago. Period. This was associated with a sprain and strain to the left upper extremity. Period. Surgery had been suggested, but his symptoms improved, so was held. Period. Extremities upper. He had healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active flexion was to 165 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He did have full range of motion passively in all spheres, including flexion. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level on the right and was full on the left. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. The rest of that is normal. At the beginning of upper extremities right, he had a rough texture to his hands and dirt under his fingernails. Shoulder maneuver was normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 2/14/22, Mark White injured his right shoulder at work, producing the same day at WorkNet, and initiated on conservative care. Pretty was seen by physiatrist Dr. Shaw and had an MRI of the right shoulder on 3/3/22 to be inserted here. Pretty also noted Mr. White had previously undergone an MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. He participated in physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Frey and submitted to surgery on 5/12/22. Period. He did well afterwards and as of 5/10/23 was discharged from care to full duty. Period. He paragraphed the current examination, found there to be skin changes on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had virtually full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. The paragraph, this case will be rated utilizing the 6th edition of the AMA guides. And that is the end of